Hello there, and welcome to day four of I Am Love. We are deep, deep in the middle of our self-love practice. And I was again reminded this morning how timely it was, perfect that we had the theme of worthiness last week and we embodied the I am worthy through our physical experience, and of course bringing all of that, all those old feelings of not feeling worthy or places that within us that are unloved, because really that's what radical self-love is about. Loving ourselves in the places where we've never received that love before. And this is not love that is going to be received by the outside. It's that radical self-love requires that we are those beacons for ourselves, and that we bring our consciousness, our open heart, and our love to those wounded parts. Right now, we are in the midst of this radical evolution and this radical change. There's so much change happening. And as we're sitting and we're integrating this new light and really bringing our conscious awareness, our conscious focus on our opening hearts, listening to what our hearts are communicating to us. And as relationships are falling away and as things are falling away, again, it's asking us to move into that radical self-love practice. Every day we're gifted through our experiences to release and let go of old programming through our physical experiences and release the old density out of our physical bodies so that we can align and expand into the new being that we're becoming. One of my favorite practices to feel the old feelings that are being triggered in me fully, to feel it fully. And of course, it feels yucky and it feels uncomfortable. It feels yucky and feels uncomfortable to be rejected. It feels yucky and feels uncomfortable not to feel needed. It feels yucky and feels uncomfortable not to put on an event and people don't show up, or a relationship is ending, or whatever it may be. But through that experience, we're able to release the old wounds within our physical bodies. And what the event, the person, or this experience is doing for us, for you, for me, because it is gifting us the opportunity again to release the old. And as long as we have that presence and that conscious awareness that this is what's happening for me, I'm being gifted through this uncomfortable, painful feeling. And by taking that stand, you are then not the victim, because you're not pointing the finger at the person, the event, or situation that may be doing this to you, right? But it's doing it for you, because every time it's giving you the opportunity to claim your power, to claim your truth, to choose the positive and release the negative out of your physical body. Everything is about releasing right now, releasing the old and expanding into the new. And through those experiences, in between those times, in those spaces, we sit and offer plenty of dashes and doses of radical self-love, radical compassion and space for the old being that is dying away within us and the new being that is emerging. And what's so beautiful right now is that we have so much support. These messages are supporting you with your conscious awareness and all the information that's out there to really move into that space of loving the self. And the energies are also supporting us. The energies are making everything that is unconscious within us conscious. It's triggering everything. Any old memories, old fears, old belief systems, anything that makes us feel unworthy, unloved. So if you're faced right now with feeling rejected or not being needed, not feeling worthy, emotionally or verbally abused. Physical abuse is just really not okay. Feeling abandoned. All these are all opportunities for self-love, for radical self-love. And then again, in the old world, we used to look for this love outside of us, from our parents, from a partner or a friend. And while all of this love is still helpful, it's really, really important that if you're feeling triggered about abandonment issues, that you feel the feeling fully of abandonment and bring your love, your acceptance, your approval to it, and make a choice after you had the experience to feel the energy fully to never abandon you again, because you are now bringing that love there. If you're feeling rejected, is to again not keep the rejection feeling outside of you by saying, he did this to me, they did this to me, I'm being rejected. Bring it into you, bring it into your physical body and really sit there and feel it fully. Bring it in, offer your love, feel what it feels like to really be rejected and release it out of your physical body. And say something positive. I will not reject you. I am not rejecting you. I am loving you. That's what this radical self-love practice is all about, is to be able to say I love you to yourself as often as you can, and especially during those times when old things are coming to the surface. And this is just seems to be right now more and more asking us to get conscious with this amazing love that we are embodying for ourselves, so that we can truly, truly, fully love, honor, accept, and feel our own individual love for ourselves that we never have before this time. Share with us in the community how you are embodying this love and what's happening for you. And through your share, someone else will also be able to see themselves in your experience, and it will also support someone else. And by all means, if you are having a challenge and if you're feeling alone or abandoned, share that with us too, so that we can send you that extra love and that extra juju, because you are an amazing, loving being. And I love you so very much. The universe loves you. Your source, your angels, your friends, everyone. Release the feeling of not being loved and bring that loving feeling back into you. We love you. We honor you. Thank you so much for being the love that you want to see in the world. We'll see you tomorrow. Namaste.